business.
Activism in Europe. Leading from behind. A quiet activist hedge fund finds success behind the scenes.
Sclerotic companies abound in Europe, says Krista Gardell, co-founder and managing partner of Sevian Capital, an activist hedge fund based in Sweden. That is an uncommonly pugnacious statement for a firm that operates behind the scenes and uses public pressure as a last resort. Unlike its louder American peers, such as Bill Ackman's Perishing Square, Paul Singer's Elliott Management, or Dan Loeb's Third Point, Sevian has never written a pointed open letter to a chief executive or waged a proxy battle, although Carl Icahn, an activist who has been known to call bosses morons, is one of its investors. Its calm approach seems to suit corporate Europe. Sevian is the region's largest activist fund and one of the world's biggest, with over $15.4 billion in assets. It was founded by Mr. Gardell and Lars Forberg in Stockholm in 2002. Both still run it. Its constructive activism, focusing on only a dozen companies at a time, goes back to the founder's time as chief executive and chief investment officer of Kustos, a listed investment firm in the mid-1990s. Although European corporate governance is often compared unfavourably with America's, Mr. Gardell says it has many advantages. American management largely controls the process for nominating new board members, so an activist fund may need to wage a loud campaign just to get a seat at the table. In the countries where Sevian operates, its typical ownership stake of 5 to 20% is enough to easily or even automatically get a board seat. That said, it operates mainly in the Nordic countries, Britain, Germany and Switzerland, regarding governance in the wilds of southern Europe as too unpredictable.